It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Morning, Hank.
Good morning, Philip.
What you doing?
Well, I'm just praying for you, Phil.
Praying for me?
Yep.
I need it.
Oh, you will after what you did to her earlier.
What?
Playing the Packers replay for the block punt and then playing her John Denver song. And, you know, Phil, it doesn't work that way because that was actually a heart suffering loss for Bear fans.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It was a fortunate, very lucky win for the Packers.
Hey, I will tell you this. Caleb Williams is a good quarterback, okay? He really is. But he cannot continue to run like he is and stay healthy in the NFL.
Yep.
It won't happen.
Bottom line. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was one of those first time in 85 years, I think it is, that a Packer game ended on a blocked punt for a win. So I saw
that somewhere. I thought the Bears blocked one in 1999.
The Bears kicked one in 1999, right?
I can't remember. I thought the Bears blocked a Packer punt or a Packer field goal.
It was a Packer win by a blocked field goal. First time in 85 years.
Wow. Wow. Tough. It was going to be heartbreaking no matter for who lost.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly.
So, but anyway.
Yep, indeed. So your Saturday, you got some prestige there.
I did. I was honored to do the eight-person state championship game in Wisconsin Rapids. Very, very honored. It was, I think, about 1,400 people there. The fans, the stands were full. It was an absolute honor. So I was very, very blessed.
They gave you a plaque, didn't they?
They gave me a plaque. They gave me a plaque and a flag and a state championship coin, and it's pretty cool. It was a pretty cool experience. So
very nice.
So
and a high scoring game as eight player can sometimes be.
Yeah, 86 points.
Yeah,
I believe.
Was it 52 to? 30?
It was 50 to 36.
50 to 36.
Yeah, Owen Withy with the state championship. Good football team. Nice running back too. Very nice running back. So
yeah, he scored how many touchdowns?
Six touchdowns. That's a state record for state championship football. And I'll be honest with you guys, there was no arguing, bickering, or nothing. Nothing.
That's
kids
good.
Were yes sir, no sir. Hey, how you doing? Or hey, where'd you come? I mean, it was absolutely amazing to me.
Good.
How that went. So
good. Made your day go a little better.
It did. It was absolutely amazing. So, and then I got to be on the big scoreboard. I'm surprised it fit up there. But anyway,
there he is.
It was good. A good day.
So congratulations to you and your crew.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And my father came down Friday and went with him to the game, and he left yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, again, I say I have the best dad. That only, you know, what dad would come up and.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So very, very.
He's a good man. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's done well in life. We could have, I mean, probably raised more chickens instead of you. But
instead of me.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
What do you do, Hank?
Today is Chet's Chuckle, my man.
Yeah, I want to, before that.
Oh, boy.
Thank some listeners. They've been feeling sorry for us. So look at all these pens.
Oh, my goodness.
We've hit the mother load of pens.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Four boxes.
60,
or two,
60,
three boxes.
And 60. Three times 60.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy? 180 pens.
We better find one now that writes, I hope, among all those.
What? Why did we get all these? What did we do wrong?
Well, because I guess we whined about it on the air and, you know, somebody felt sorry for us.
Boy, I sure do like the, there's no felt tip pens in there, are there?
No.
Dadgum, boy, I really like felt
tip. Hey. The pens before were kind of hit and miss.
Yeah, they
some
were.
Wrote and some
they were. They
but
were.
These will write. And
have you tested one yet?
Well, they're brand new, so they should, right? Anyway, that's the biggest thing around here. You know, it'd be nice if you had like some sort of a pen, like surgically installed in your
yes.
hand, so you always had.
But
one.
You know, a pen around here, because anytime you need one, you don't have one.
I know. and somebody calls and like, wants you to put something on. Like, what? There's no pen. There's no paper. Yeah.
Well, it's that's
You're
Phil's
right
fault.
On your hand.
That's Phil's fault.
Yeah, it is.
It I'm is.
A, I'm a whipping boy. Oh, there's yeah. there's a red one in there.
Yes. Yeah, red's my favorite.
I can correct my papers on Tuesday.
Boy, they're smooth too, Phil.
Isn't that nice?
Ooh. That's a,
there you go.
Nice. Nice baby.
Nice, nice baby.
Nice, nice baby.
I think it's ice, isn't it?
Well, we're staying away from that word. Anyway, young man. Well, hey, you know, last night I went to the restaurant.
Did you?
I did. The manager goes, hey, do you mind waiting for a bit? And I said, no, not at all. He said, great, take these drinks to table 9. Made $27 in tips.
Woohoo! Yeah. That might be a bonus for you.
Yeah, it was. I may have to turn it in to make no mood lining.
Right.
Speaking of moons, don't forget tonight's moon will be visible from Earth.
Uh-huh.
You know, the one like was last night.
Oh, yeah. Boom. I don't think that one even made the 6th grade comedy club.
You don't think it would?
I don't think so.
Oh.
This one did. Two Hollywood goats found some old film and began to eat it. Is it good? Asked one. Yes, but I like the book better.
Oh, my goodness.
Said the other goat.
Yes.
Oh, yes. A couple of old goats.
Trying to get my Christmas lined up for you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to get my Christmas plans right. So I just want to say, if anybody else who is getting coal for Christmas, we should link up sometime, get the whole fire going, and have a barbecue. Because, you know, that'd be a good Christmas day.
Absolutely.
If you're getting coal, let's get together and have a barbecue. So
make the most of it.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, the sponsor of Chet's Chuckle on Monday. We have more coming up.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Oh, yes. Hank and his bad jokes there.
But they don't get much worse, do they?
What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
What is it?
A pouch potato.
A pouch potato.
I wonder if our friends Remy at Tiny Acres Farm, Remy and Rooster, I wonder if they'd think that was funny.
Probably not.
Probably not. No one else did either.
Yeah. Well, don't stop that.
I'm reading a book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put it down, Hank.
Yes, yes.
Hey, sixth grade comedy club. Thank you.
Help your friend on a diet by replacing the light in the fridge with an air horn, Philip.
Really? Yeah, that would do it.
It would, wouldn't it?
Especially your problem in the middle of the night.
Yes, yes.
When you want to get up and eat food all of a sudden.
Hey, what did the sushi say to the bee?
The what?
The sushi.
Oh, the sushi. Okay. What did the sushi say to the bee?
Yeah.
I give up.
What's up, B?
Bad. Bad, Hank. Bad.
Not very good, is
no,
it?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, when you set the bar low.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go over it.
Exactly. You know, the people upstairs are very annoying. Last night, they stomped and banged on the floor until midnight.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't wake me up, though. Luckily, I was playing my tuba at the time. Hey!
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, you know you're getting old when you look at the clock to see if it's late enough to go to bed.
That is a good point.
That's the truth.
That is a good point. And how many people have pets that they'll stand in the middle of the room and look at you like, okay, is it time to go to bed? Come
let's
on.
Go.
Let's go to bed.
Yeah, let's go. I walked into the pub and the barman said, Henry, your wife looked quite ravishing last night.
Really?
Now, what can I get you, Hank? Whatever you've been drinking, sir.
Oh.
Can you play some John Denver?
No, I can't play any John Denver. Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. Let's see here. I told my computer I needed a break.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now it won't stop sending me Kit Kat ads, Phil.
Hey, those aren't bad, though, those ads. Yeah.
No, I like the Kit Kat ads.
Yeah. Not going anywhere?
Yeah. How do you make a tissue dance, Philip?
You put a little boogie
into it. Yes, sir.
Sixth grade comedy club. Thank you.
I can't figure out why the baseball kept getting bigger to me. Then it hit me.
Then it hits you. Yay!
Yes. Whoop! Yep.
Anything else?
Is I have one more.
Is that your kicker?
No, here's my kicker. Do you have a kicker?
I'm getting out of the way.
All right. Why shouldn't you use beef stroganoff as a password?
Beef stroganoff as a password. You know, I give up.
It's not stroganoff. Strong enough?
Oh, that was really...
you don't get what's supposed to take here.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, what do you do?
I know you were busy this weekend. You didn't have a lot of time to work on your jokes, so, yeah.
Hey, what kind of apple isn't an apple?
I don't know.
A pineapple.
No.
not going to get much better here, buddy.
No, the bar was low.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Ray.